Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I love Foodie Friday. I look forward to this all week. And I also love our next guest. He has been on my other programs and we always have a great time. His name is David Foreman and he joins us now. Hey, David.
Hey, Lisa. It's always a blast. You know, you and I say that every time too.
I know, because we always have a good time. All right. So, you know, we're always talking about food, but today we're going to be talking about drinks. As a matter of fact, damaging brain draining drinks. And David has a scoop on this and why we need to stay away and what we should be feeding our brain instead. David Foreman is known as the herbal pharmacist. All right, David, let's jump into this. What are these damaging brain draining drinks? That's a mouthful. Try saying that five times.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Brain drinks. There you go. Yeah. So here's the deal. Ancient research, actually out of Boston University School of Medicine, found that people who consumed more than two sugar-containing beverages, so sugary beverages, it could be as you know as simple as a soda. It could be one of those juices that people buy that often think they're healthy. You know, it could be the sports drink. But they found that people that consumed more than two of those per day, it actually aged your brain. And even worse, it actually aged your brain even more significantly with regards to your memory. So just sugary beverages in general, and then people go, oh, well, you know, I drink diet. So that's not a problem for me. And here's the same study, same number of beverages found that people who drank the diet version, you increased your risk of developing dementia by three times. So
that's,
you know, here's the thing. Yeah.
Not
so
surprising.
With regards to memory, if you drank three basically or more a day, which I think a lot of people do that nowadays. And by the way, consider serving sizes, you know, just because you get one, but it's 24 ounces. it's still more than one beverage. Okay. Even though they fit all in one glass. It's like my friends drink wine and they pour a fish bowl, you know, and I'm like, no, that's really two glasses of wine. But it aged the brain by 11 years. So for me, if I was doing that, I'm 53, imagine my memory would be the equivalent of a 64-year-old. And I think, well, I now know, like, one of the largest health concerns that we have, or at least I do, in the baby boomer time frame is, we are really concerned about developing dementia and Alzheimer's. Our memory and cognitive function, we're more afraid of losing that than we are of developing cancer or heart disease. And I understand it. Like, I've seen family members go through it, and it's kind of freaky. And so, you know, today I've got, you know, I just scared the heck out of people. Now no one's going to drink. They're going to drink nothing now.
Yeah, I wish that was the case. Doesn't it seem like no matter what we say, it's so hard to get sugary drinks away from people? I mean, obviously, certain people don't drink them, but it's just such a common thing. And again, it's like a socioeconomic thing, and they make it so easy, and then they make them taste good, and then they put, you know, BS advertising on it that make it seem like they're not so bad or that they're even healthy because it's fruit, which is just going to not only screw up your mind, it's going to screw with your insulin and your liver and everything else. I mean, there's so many bad things about these drinks.
You know, and I got to tell you a funny story. And this is a true funny story. I do a lot of fasting. You know, I do mine for more of a spiritual reason, but regardless, I have these fasts I do where they're liquid only, and I'll do, you know, minimum of 3 days, or the max I've done is 21 days. And I travel a lot for work, as you know, and so for me, it was tough sometimes to find just a liquid, you know, beverage to keep me going, so to speak, when I'm traveling on the road. So I used to stop by, you know, some of the better health food stores, even some of the coffee places were carrying these like high-end juice products. And I used to use one that was a greens product, and it tasted great. What I didn't realize is that it had like, I think it had 65 grams of sugar in this. And it looks like it's healthy. It's a green beverage. It's being promoted. And, you know, people are like, well, yeah, that's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's still a lot of sugar. You know, if we ate the fruit, if we actually ate the fruit that went along with that, I don't think you could even consume it. But when we make a juice out of it, a lot of times we're just taking all the sugar and the flavor out of it, and we're leaving behind the stuff that actually negates the negative effect of that sugar, you know, the fiber and other nutrients that go with it. So, you know, even I, the herbal pharmacist, was buffaloed, we'll say it, by cool marketing. And hey, it's green. It's got to be better for you, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to turn that around. And that's one of the things I've noticed with green juices. A lot of times to make it palatable, they'll put a lot of apple juice in it. So you're really drinking mostly apple juice with maybe just the tiniest bit of kale and spinach. When I buy green drinks, they're like hardcore where they're bitter and they're not great, but I just slam them back. So,
well, it's funny. My daughter wanted to do a quote juice fast, and I actually have a juicer. And when I do that, you know, mine taste like, you know, they're gross. They really are. Because I avoid those high sugar fruits. I even like carrots are high in sugar. So I avoid those things. Anyway, so I said to my daughter, I'm like, do you want me to make them or do you want to go out and buy them? And she's like, well, let's go buy them. She's, I don't really trust you. And, you know, she took one sip and she's like, this is disgusting. How do you do this? And I'm like, baby girl, you got to learn to do a couple of shots here, you know, like get it down.
You know, speaking of green juice, we are huge fans here of Organifi. They have a great green juice that you can take on the go. You just have to add water. Your body will soak up the benefits. And it's so nice. And of course, it's full of the good green stuff, not the sweet stuff that we've been talking about. So be sure to check them out at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Again, you know, when I do find green juices that are full of sugar and full of juice, and I can't find one that's fresh and you know, just green, it's so nice if I have my Organifi with me. So be sure to check it out again, Organifi.com. All right, David, let's jump back into your ABCDs of best nutrients that help feed the brain rather than these sugary, nasty things that hurt our brains.
All right. So I'll mention what each one is real quick, and then we'll get into a little further depth. So the first A is for avocado. B is actually for berries. Originally, I had just blueberries, but I've learned more about it. So berries. C is for an ingredient called cognium. And D is for dark chocolate. So I've got something for everybody here today.
I like that. I do three of the four. So I'm going to learn about the fourth. And which you named as a third, and then I'll be on my way. So let's start with avocados, because I've been eating an avocado a day. It probably sounds like a lot, but I watch the overall intake of calories and stuff. I mean, I don't count them because to me that's like so 1999, but I do, eat whole foods, and I do eat a high fat, healthy diet. So I'm a huge fan. Talk to us about this.
So yeah, avocados, and it's so funny because my daughter, who is a 16-year-old, super freak smart, like excellent student, and I think it's because she eats like an avocado every day. Now that I've learned, so avocados, you mentioned they're high in good fats. Those good fats do a lot to support the production of those neurotransmitters, those little chemical messengers that make sure that your nervous system is functioning properly. In this case, with regards to memory. They're also high in an amino acid, tyrosine, that is responsible for making dopamine, which is the neurotransmitter that helps kind of keep you focused. So avocados, I think they caught a bad rap for a long time because they are high in fat. And just like you said, Lisa, we need to remind people that these are actually good fats. Just because something says it's high in fat doesn't mean it's bad for you. In this case, avocados, they're super awesome anyway. I mean, who doesn't like some good guac, right? slices on my scrambled eggs. But at the end of the day, these will also help feed your brain as well.
They do. You know, I want to mention when people are looking for avocado oil, you want to make sure that it's actually green. If you get the clear avocado oil, it means it's been super refined. And my favorite avocado oil is Avojas. So I love them. They have such good stuff. And it's, when you first pour it out, you're like, wow, it's green. It's interesting. And it adds such a richness to the food. So if you're going to heat at high heat, I always throw this in. Don't use anything but avocado oil. That's my avocado oil pitch. So see, I'm an avocado fanatic. Yes, it's good stuff.
I've been taking notes. Like, I'm getting ready to go online and look at that the green juice product, because
Yeah, Organifi. Cool. It's awesome. I am a huge fan of green juices. I love them. But the problem is I don't always have time to juice my own. And when I'm on the go, I'll notice there's green juices, but they often have tons of sugar because they use a lot of fruit. We want greens to be green. So you want to get Organifi. It is a great green. It solves the problem of juicing on the go. You just add it to water. You drink it up. Let your body soak up the benefits because it's a struggle. You know, it's hard to stay healthy. We're all busy. There's things going on, but we need our greens. So if you go to Organifi, Organifi.com and use the code TALKHEALTHY at the checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So again, let's green it up, people. It's very important. Organifi.com.
Yeah,
you know, I want to mention too, while we're on that, they also have a red juice, which is great because this is ties into the next thing. The next thing is all about berries. So on the red juice Organifi, it's superfood red juice. It's got antioxidant boost from the favorite berries. And it's really, again, it's really good. 11 superfoods. So Organifi.com, Organifi.com. All right, let's move on to berries, as I just mentioned them. I had a big thing of raspberries. And it's really important for our berries to be organic, right? Because aren't they called pesticide sponges? Or maybe that's what the mushrooms are called.
No, they are.
But either
way. No, they are.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually it's interesting for me. Like I learned not long ago, that like strawberries are sprayed like 11 times before they're harvested.
Ooh.
11. And,
yikes.
So yeah, berries are, you need to buy organic, everybody. I mean, we need to really try to do that anyway, but this is an excellent example of foods that will really hang on to them. And you can actually, if you become clean in your diet and you go back and have those, like you're out at a restaurant or, and they're part of your meal, you'll taste the pesticides. You can literally, that's how I've learned to experience that. So anyway, again, B for berries. Berries are super high in antioxidants. There was a really cool study I found, I believe it was out of Harvard, you know, showing that it helped decrease inflammation in the brain. And one of the negative factors we have in our health these days are foods that cause inflammation. And inflammation isn't just limited to your knees and your hips and your hands, but it can go anywhere in the body and it can affect people in a different way. In this case, inflammation can affect the brain. So berries help also with providing healthy circulation. So you're getting the nutrients that, you know, your brain needs to run on to that, you know, effective area. So you got a bunch of little benefits there, and you don't need to eat a lot. I mean, granted, berries are kind of expensive, but you don't need to. Maybe a quarter of a cup of berries a day would be something that would be proactive for your memory.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that about the expense, because I was about to say, go to frozen berries or frozen organic berries and put them in smoothies. Now, I mean, I bought some raspberries organic yesterday that were fresh and they were amazing, but they go bad so quickly. I mean, if I don't eat the whole packet in one sitting, and it's not that big of a package, but it literally, like the next day, they're all yuck. And so I say to people,
it's true.
So focus on the frozen, or go also get your, you know, red juice and berries from Organifi. I just think it's really important to eat the berries, but it can get costly. So there are other ways, which is good. I'm a huge frozen fruit fanatic.
And I try to keep that in mind when I'm, you know, that my suggestions are for mainstream. I, you know, just like everybody else out there, you know, a majority of us are watching our, you know, nickels, dimes and quarters. And sure. So I try to keep things as reasonable and mainstream as I possibly can, so people can't give me excuses.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I mentioned, when you mentioned the ABCDs, I said I do the avocados, the blueberries and the dark chocolate. Let's talk about the third one, something called Cereq. I have never heard of this. What is this, David?
Yeah, Cereq. It's actually better probably known as Cognium, Cognium, either way. So this is an interesting one. Years ago in Asia, there was a very unique protein that was used as a tea. But again, it's not in mainstream life nowadays. People are, you know, leaning away from that. So scientists figured out how to make a supplement version of this. And there's actually been over 11 human clinical trials done on the ingredient Cognium. And what the study showed, that it was within as little as 3 to 4 weeks, people had improved memory, concentration, and focus. And its mechanism of how it works. So as opposed to sugar that, you know, ages the brain, cognium actually will help energize the brain and protect it on top of it. So kind of like we were just talking about with the berries, Lisa, where berries help protect the brain. Cognium does a similar thing. The way it works is really unique. I only learned about it in March of this year, believe it or not. And I went out and bought some, and I'm like, I got to give it a try. You know, 11 human clinical trials, that's pretty compelling to me. You know me, I'm a pharmacist by trade, and I like people to prove to me that things work. Don't just tell me, you know, let me understand how it works. And I'd say within 2 weeks, my brain felt, I always tell people, my head felt like I was on caffeine. You know, like, you know, when you have a little bit of caffeine, you seem like you feel really focused, and, you know, you could concentrate better. So that's the way my head felt, but my body didn't feel that way. It's just not a stimulant, so it's not going to have that negative effect. But it literally drives the energy that your brain runs on to the areas that are being utilized. So, you know, if there's a part of your brain that's not being utilized, yeah, it's the coolest thing. And I can tell you, this is kind of dorky, so forgive me. And Lisa, you've known me for a while, so you know I can be a dork. But
I like it.
But I'm an avid golfer. I'm a good golfer by golfer standards. My handicap actually right now is down to 3. And I can tell you that on the days that I'm going to play golf, I actually double up my morning dose, because there was actually research showing about, you know, taking double. But I can tell you that I feel like my ability to concentrate and focus on the golf course now has helped me lower my handicap. And I know that's anecdotal. It's my own little story, you know. But I swear to God, it's hilarious. I have a guy I play golf with all the time. He's annoying as heck. He's very distracting. But I have a good time with him. And I could never get back to hitting a shot. But as long as I've been using this, my ability to focus and get back on track is so amazing. Like, I swear to God, it's helped lower my handicap by like 3 strokes.
Oh my gosh. Now, you're not a dork at all. And if you are, I am too. So we go well together. Okay. So I'm reading that the Theracue is from a thread from silkworm cocoons.
Yeah. So in Asia, they use this, so there's no worm. So this isn't like, you know, mezcal tequila where the worm's in the bottle. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah. In Asia, the silkworm cocoon, so the worm out of it, just the cocoon left over, they used to make tea out of it. It provided, you know, they thought it provided a lot of different health benefits. The issue with, we're not going to say issue, but, you know, here in the U.S., not a lot of people are going to consider doing that, or it's going to be more difficult to find. But yeah, it's a very unique protein. I mean, normally it's so funny because when I tell people the real deal behind it, oh yeah, it's a silkworm, comes from a silkworm cocoon. And they're like, dude, we're not supposed to eat that. I'm like, well, you know, I'm sorry. I travel internationally and I've tried some really freaky stuff in my day. Like when I used to go to China to speak, I mean, you're eating little baby turtles because that's what they eat. Would you and I think about doing that, Lisa? Probably not, but you know, there's a lot of cool things out there that I feel like God put on the planet to do a lot of different health benefits. In Asia, something that has been utilized.
Sure. I mean, when in Rome, right? If that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I know, right?
Try it out. Well, let's go to something that I do love to eat, and I eat it every single day, is dark chocolate. Now, you have here dark chocolate with walnuts. So let's talk about that, because I've heard about walnuts being great. Now, you can have your dark chocolate without walnuts, right? Because I have a nut sensitivity.
Yeah.
So talk to us about this.
Yeah. All right. So let's start on dark chocolate alone. So there's a lot of really cool studies out there. So again, we're talking about dark chocolate people here. You need to have like at least 75% cocoa as what this is made out of. You need to read your labels. Lisa, you said that earlier about, you know, read the packaging. You want to look for a very low sugar content. If you've never had dark chocolate, I'm just going to let you know, it's bitter. It really is bitter. But here's the cool thing about the amount of chocolate you need to consume to really have this brain healthy component is a very small amount, like an ounce of chocolate is all you really would need. So even if you don't like it, You know, you can probably get that down. And then, of course, you could throw the walnuts in there and explain why walnuts are brain healthy. But chocolate's high in something called flavonoids. And what they do, again, is stimulate the blood flow. And there's actually science out there. Again, I'm kind of a science guy, showing that it helps, you know, improve memory, attention span, reaction time, even, you know, problem solving. And then another one that I found really interesting, and it's funny, you know, now that I'm in my 50s, I start to get more and more, you know, I read more and more about the health challenges that baby boomers are facing. And of course, dementia, you know, we have a big concern with this. And there was a really cool study that I found that showed that that seniors who ate dark chocolate on a daily basis had significantly lowered their risk of developing dementia compared to people who didn't eat dark chocolate on a daily basis. So just a little square, usually, of dark chocolate. Again, and then walnuts, you know, take a look at a walnut. Like, if you took a walnut, just a half of a walnut, you know, the meat part of it that you're going to eat, it looks like a brain. It looks like you've got a left and a right hemisphere. And it's so funny because sometimes I feel like, you know, the way things are done in nature is like when you look at it, you go, oh, it must be good for that. Walnuts are really high in good fats, and they are one of my favorite brain feeding foods. They really are. And so for those people who really don't necessarily dig dark chocolate, you can mix some walnuts in with it. And I want you to try to get the raw ones. Raw is always better in this case. I always feel like you cook it, you kill it. A lot of the benefits out of it. So yeah, walnuts are a great thing to add in there, with your nuts. I personally prefer, chocolate with nuts. Again, though, you said you're allergic to nuts. So, obviously that would not be a good suggestion for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean,
no,
I can have them. I'm sensitive to them, but I know it makes me so sad. But I want to mention on the chocolate, I have no association with this company, but Choco Love, they have a 77% dark, and my 13-year-old loves it. And she's all about milk chocolate. It has a sweetness, even though it's low in sugar. It's amazing. So there are some good dark chocolates out there that aren't too bitter. And the other thing I don't want to mention is I'm working on a book right now on sexual health and clean eating and fitness. Avocados, berries, and dark chocolate are all foods that are good for your sexual health. So while you're improving your brain, you can improve your sexual health as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It would be cool to talk to you about that off air at some point, because I've actually been doing my homework on that topic as well, because it is actually one of the leading areas. No, it is one of the leading concern areas of people as they start to age. And I submitted a proposal to speak, in Geneva next year on, you know, I think when we always think of aging, everybody talks about anti-aging and they talk about, you know, potions and lotions and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm like, no. I mean, granted, we all don't want to necessarily look old as we get older, but there's a lot more stuff going on health-wise that we don't look at when it comes to, quote, anti-aging. And, you know, the sexual function, and you're right, like everything you just talked about, you know, you mentioned that, you know, you would consider a lot of libido issues, especially in men, or abilities to get, you know, maybe you have erectile dysfunction, have to do with poor circulation, as a matter of fact. And you know, to get scientific on everyone, you know, they now have a direct connection to if a man, it's cool to talk about this on your show, right?
Oh, definitely.
Lisa? All right, cool.
Yes,
yeah, I mean,
course.
I'm going to keep it all medical.
I brought it up.
Yeah, I know. Well, but here's the thing. I mean, every now and then you start talking about, you know, sexual function, erectile dysfunction, people squirm in their seats, and it's a real thing.
Be real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so here's they found that if men had issue with erectile dysfunction, that was a major sign that they actually had cardiovascular disease. So
yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because in order for, you know, a man to get an erection, you need to have good blood flow into that area, and if you don't, there's a lot of different possible reasons why you're not getting good blood flow. But one is that you just have your cardiovascular system's all jacked up. It's messed up. And so that's why foods like blueberries and chocolate that we talked about that stimulate healthy circulation can often help men, especially, and actually women. You know, women, you need to have a healthy blood flow there as well.
Exactly.
To get for arousal and excitement and all that stuff. So, too often people don't talk about this stuff, and so I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, well, you're going to love my book, and I want to have you back a lot. This has been so much fun. David, the time goes by so quickly. Tell us all the ways we can find you on social media.
I'm going to give you one stop, and you can connect that way. And just go to my website, which is herbalpharmacist.com, and you'll see all my social media links there. I have a blog as well. And then if people have questions about today's topic or other health issues and you want, you know, a natural spin on it, they can contact me on my website again, herbalpharmacist.com, and I'll be glad to help them out. And Lisa, thank you again for having me on. It's always awesome.
Oh, I love it. And your website looks fantastic, by the way.
Thank you. It really does.
I love it. I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy today. And thanks again to Organifi. Check them out, organifi.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.